This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Salus. They have something called, I believe, the BT line now, which is quite interesting to look at. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We talked about this last night. When we get done with all of this, when we go into that moment, which we should, and we get to have this moment this year, while it's still fresh on everybody's mind because we have an election coming up. When this is all done, we need to take a moment and do what is referred to in the military as an after-action review and look at the way we reacted to the COVID-19 and the way the government reacted to COVID-19. Now, Attorney General Bill Barr was on Hugh Hewitt's radio show earlier today. And he addressed the issue of government overreach during the Wuhan coronavirus crisis, because for a lot of people, and this is a question that needed to be asked of somebody that in the executive branch, but for a lot of people, there was a lot of overstepping going on. And I agree with the Attorney General on a few of his points, but let's see what he has to say about this. He when asked about this, he said, "I do think that executive glance, whether it be in the federal system or the state system, you know, one of its capacities is to respond to immediate catastrophic dangers facing the people. And that's a very important point, because when something unknown is hitting us, the first thing we have to do is take care of everybody in the path, in the pathway of whatever it's turning out to be, and then take a look at things when we have a moment." But he continues on. "And the reason that we give power to the executive is because frequently that requires adapting to the circumstances. So initially, when you're faced with a potential catastrophe, the government can deploy measures and even put temporary and reasonable restrictions on rights if really necessary to meet the danger." But then he pivoted and said, "But it still has the obligation to adapt to the circumstances. Whatever powers the government has, whether it be the president or the state governor, still is bounded by constitutional rights of the individual. Our federal constitutional rights don't go away in an emergency. They constrain what the government can do, and in a circumstance like this, they put on the government the burden to make sure that whatever burdens it's putting on our constitutional liberties are strictly necessary to deal with the problem." And then this is what I was looking for, because he said, "This has to be focused. This has to be targeted. They have to use less intrusive means if they are equally effective in dealing with the problem. And that's the situation we're in today. We're moving into a period where we have to do a better job of targeting the measures we're deploying to deal with this virus." Now, none of the Bill of Rights trump the other Bill of Rights. That's a thing. That's always been a thing. All of these states that get out there and say, "Well, gun control is left to us as the states. Well, you know, power not regulated, given to the federal government, is given to the states." Well, yeah, but Second Amendment's still there. And all the other amendments, they're still there. And that's wherein the problem comes, I think. Now, I think in a lot of ways, you know, the president cannot go to a governor and say, "You're going to run your state this way." He can't, because that's what elections are about. That's what elections are for. And so But I still think that at some point, the people of these states need to get out from under some of the stuff that's going on. Right now, a lot of states are planning on opening on May the 1st. Exactly, you know, I figured it was going to be before the end of the month. If it is at the end of the month, that's fine. I'm good with my prediction. And some of these states, like in New York, right, Thomas Friedman, New York Times, he was talking about how, you know, if we relax these standards too much, you might go somewhere where there'd be somebody not wearing a mask and gloves. Fear still is running a lot of these people and their outlook on things. And a lot of people have given themselves over to fear. But then you have a state like Michigan, where Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has implemented extreme social distancing measures that includes bans on travel to second homes, where you would ostensibly be still socially distanced. You can't buy seeds. I don't understand that. You can't buy carpet, wood, or other household items, in addition to banning fishing, riding in a motorboat, and more. And protests at the Capitol in Lansing erupted last week as people demand the government ease restrictions so they can go back to work. In recent weeks, Democratic governors have tried to close gun shops, and according to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, civil liberties and the Bill of Rights haven't been factored into his decisions. But they have to be. You have to factor these, and you have to look at these things, and you have to find the less intrusive way to do it, because the Bill of Rights does not suspend in an emergency. It may momentarily, while we get a lay of the land. It doesn't for a month. During a recent interview on Fox News, Murphy said, "I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We looked at all the data and the science, and it says people have to stay away from each other." Well, you looked at a bunch of bad models. That's the other thing we're going to have to reevaluate, too, is the dependence upon models and this getting away from critical thinking. I know when certain doctors are out there looking at this, they're saying, you know, they're saying we don't know enough about this, but, you know, they did a little survey in L.A. where they tested people for antibodies. 200,000 people in Los Angeles, just in Los Angeles, tested positive for having antibodies to coronavirus. So that means there was 200,000 extra cases that nobody knew about, and that's on the low end, just in L.A. County. Do you hear what I'm saying? So that means that COVID-19 will come in at, with a death count of less than influenza. But it's still bad, no doubt about it. But at the same time, it didn't warrant killing a $20 trillion economy. During an Easter Sunday drive-in church service in Mississippi, a pastor was told by law enforcement his rights had been suspended. And Barr also discussed Trump's handling of the crisis and deference to the states on a number of issues. He said, "I think it's important to recognize the president, you know, has not been dictating things based on his inherent constitutional authorities. He's been relying mainly on statutes to give him emergency authority and also working within our federal system by leaving the governors to execute what they think is best at the local level. That can be a messy business, but at the end of the day, the better approach than trying to dictate everything from Washington is this way. My state of South Carolina plans on reopening in on May the 1st, as does Georgia and Tennessee. But I'm going to tell you what this tells me. I have said this many, many times. Getting out there and falling victim to the cult of personality, getting out there and making superstars or idols out of these politicians, they're just people. And a lot of these people in leadership positions obviously have no idea what they are doing. And we're going to have to look at that and evaluate that. Because we've had a lot of bad things happen based upon a flawed model. A lot of bad things. And there was other stuff coming out about this. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Professor Isaac Ben Israel, also known as Yitzhak Ben Israel, published an English translation of his analysis on worldwide coronavirus infection decline called The End of Exponential Growth, the Decline in the Spread of Coronavirus. Now, they were talking about this last week in a lot of places. It just, we didn't have the English language paper here. Professor Ben Israel compared the rates of coronavirus infections in the U.S., the U.K., Sweden, Italy, Israel, Switzerland, France, Germany, and Spain over an eight-week period. His team's graph showed in a contradiction to what Americans would have expected to see after listening to our governor's lockdown orders. Now, irrespective of whether a country quarantined like Israel or went about business as usual like they did in Sweden, that's something nobody's been talking about. Sweden never made too many big changes. So, in between the countries that did nothing and the countries that did everything, what they found was this. Coronavirus peaked and subsided in the exact same way. In the exact same way. Ben Israel's graph shows that all countries experienced seemingly identical coronavirus infection patterns, with the number of infected peaking in the sixth week and rapidly subsiding by the eighth week. Professor Isaac Ben Israel decided to send a copy of the English version of this to townhall.com. And in it, it says, our analysis shows that there's a constant pattern across countries. Surprisingly, this pattern is common to countries that have taken a severe lockdown, including an economy paralysis, as well as to countries that implemented a far more lenient policy and have continued in ordinary life. His conclusion is simple. Coronavirus declines even without a complete lockdown. Let me say that again. Coronavirus declines even without a complete lockdown. And he began the analysis to find out whether the hypothesized coronavirus exponential growth rate is accurate. And his answer was no. The model that we've been seeing here is that coronavirus simply goes, and it never stops, and it keeps on going, and it keeps on going, and it keeps on going. And but aside from proving, Dr. Ben Israel, Professor Ben Israel, aside from proving that the infection rate was not exponential in Israel or anywhere else in the world, his investigation showed a global phenomenon of infection rate decline as opposed to exponential growth. At a certain time, which seems to be uniform, wherever it's introduced in a certain amount of time, it's going to peak. In a certain amount of time, it's going to start to go down. It's going to decline. He wrote, the spread of the virus starts at an exponential rate, however, it continues to moderate and ultimately fades after 8 weeks or so since its outbreak. It is interesting to note that this pattern, mainly the onset rapid growth and the following decline in the number of new daily patients, is still shared amongst countries that responded in significantly different ways. And he demonstrated this point by comparing infection rates in Italy, a country that imposed a complete lockdown, with Sweden, which did not. And more importantly, he debunked the misconception of government lockdowns or controls as the leading cause of coronavirus infection rate reductions. He said, some may claim that the decline in the number of additional patients every day is a result of the tight lockdown imposed by the government and health authorities. Examining the data of different countries around the world casts a very heavy question mark on the above statement. Turns out that similar pattern, a rapid increase in infections, peaking at the 6 week and declining from the 8th week, is common to all countries in which the disease was discovered, regardless of their response policy. Some impose a severe and immediate lockdown that included not only social distancing and banning crowding, but also an economic shutdown. Some ignored the infection and continued almost a normal life, like in Taiwan, Korea, or Sweden. And some initially adopted a lenient policy, but soon reversed to a complete lockdown, like Italy or the state of New York. And nonetheless, the data show similar time constants amongst all these countries in regard to the initial rapid growth and the decline of the disease. And it concludes the same as we've heard from some conservative pundits like Jesse Kelly. Severe lockdown has some negative implications. Its immediate result is an increase in the level of unemployment and the drop in GDP that will eventually lead to an increase in poverty as well as to an increase in loss of human life due to other diseases. Professor recognizes the risk of the disease and notes that it is advisable to continue with low-cost measures like wearing masks, expanding testing for defined populations, and prohibiting mass gatherings. Trump's guidelines for opening up America includes social distancing and masks. So he's in line with the good professor. And leftist governors like Ralph Northam are not inclined to give up their authoritarian control to people and businesses. And in the meantime, 78% of Virginia restaurant workers have lost their jobs since he implemented his closures in March. And he advised us a day ago that he's not budging and doubling down on this compulsory closure policy, claiming his policy saves lives. That's a question mark. Economic well-being, while a legal requirement for the exercise of a Virginia governor's authority, appears to be of no concern to Governor Al Jolson. Everybody in the leadership, though, should be looking at Professor Ben Israel's paper and what he found. And what he found is this, very simple. We've been through all of this lockdown and social distancing and rise in unemployment. I mean, while the low gas prices are good, the loss of jobs and the shutdown of that industry is not going to be good in the long run. This was all for nothing. This was all because of models. It was for nothing. And, we're going to examine that. We're going to examine that a little more when we get back. This is, I don't think we're going to, we can't really call this a scam, not in the beginning anyway. But that luxury's gone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus.
This will be investigated over a period of time, and we will see how it turns out.
Kudlow making those comments on Fox News continues.
There's no question the origin of this virus was in China, and a lack of transparency and a lack of factual information is extremely troublesome.
A small business relief bill is headed to the House after quick passage by the Senate. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy doesn't understand what took so long for this bill to be passed.
Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, instead of allowing us to refill the program last week for the small businesses, said we had to wait and do it this week to add more money for hospitals and testing when we haven't run out yet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida Task Force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks, everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo meeting at the White House with the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. So, I was listening to the news, how the Governor DeSantis in Florida is congratulating the Floridians for flattening the curve. I congratulate everybody that's been locked down for not, you know, snapping like the proverbial rubber band. But mark my words, there's going to be a lot of blowback coming. Because we're going to discover. Now, remember when I told you that after they get done investigating all of this stuff that happened during the election that the Obama weaponized executive branch came at Trump with, and the Democratic Party helped fund and all this other stuff. And yeah, that's going to turn out to be, if that is still going to turn out to be, the biggest political scandal ever. And there's going to be some players that go to jail over that. That's still going to happen. What we're also going to find out is that everything that a lot of people just went through, except for North Dakota perhaps, everybody else, to some degree, has paid a price, to some degree. Because instead of doing critical thinking, we did models. Right now, everybody's patting each other on the back as they get ready to open back up. Social distance worked. Right, we flattened the curve. How do we know those two things are related? How do we know the cause leads to the effect? There isn't that all-important for good science control group here. We didn't have somebody else around that was just left alone to their own devices, except Sweden, perhaps. And for all we know, the result would have been similar if we hadn't put some of these draconian measures in. In addition, for all of the medical experts' talk of their high standard, they ignored those standards when they embraced the Imperial College model that, according to world-renowned epidemiologist Johan Giesecke, was an internal document that was unpublished and had not been peer-reviewed. Giesecke had never seen a document of this type garner so much attention as to shape major public policy decisions. He also described the strict lockdown measures embraced by many countries as non-evidence-based. So this means that our experts who uphold the highest of double-blind standards have been shooting in the dark because there was no double-blind. And then there's the way they timed some of these things. This probably peaked around about somewhere in the 20s in March. And yet, a lot of states like mine only went on lockdown right after that in some cases, you know. We went on lockdown when the worst was behind us. The UK hit their peak before they were put on strict social distancing measures in place. Then there's Gabi Barbash, a top Israeli scientist, has a statistical analysis that shows that the virus peaks after about 40 days and fizzles to a very low level after about 70 days. So here in the United States, where people had it in January, right, it began to fizzle on April the 10th. Now, the reason, there's certain directives out there that are saying if you have a heart attack and you have coronavirus, but the heart attack kills you, you died of coronavirus. So we're finding out, you know, with these studies they did just in L.A., that there's probably 55 times as many people that have had coronavirus that we don't know about. And, yeah. Sweden, which up to this point, My only stuff with Sweden has been I'm a real big fan of the girl with the dragon tattoo and that series of stories. They turn out to be something a little bit different than the average bear. They continue to recommend moderate social distancing measures, and they appear none the worse for wear compared to other Western nations. In fact, Sweden is doing better because they implemented social distancing without law enforcement arresting people, without drones hunting people down, without snitch lines set up for people to report on others breaking the rules, and without taking a sledgehammer to their economy. Yeah. In all, Giesecke, Barbash, and the decision makers in Sweden support social distancing measures, but not to the level imposed here in the United States and elsewhere, not with enforcement that flies in the face of a free society. You know, we have seen, you know, one thing we did see is we saw that nations with socialized medicine had a lot of trouble dealing with this. So here we are, as our experts with their high standards attribute current trends with the virus to the shutdown, despite no way to prove it, after using a terrible model that informed public policy, and in the face of the very real possibility that no matter what you do with respect to trying to control the virus, the end result may be the same. Let's play devil's advocate for a couple of minutes. Let's say maybe we didn't wash our hands as much. Maybe we didn't. Maybe we're getting too much in each other's personal space. Maybe that is what led to the sudden growing outbreak. Or let's just say that it, because of how dispersed the population is, except in some places, and we saw what happened in New York, where they're not as dispersed, but where there's no big density, we never really saw anything nearly as bad as what we saw in New York. So the question now will be for you, as we come out and we get, I had to go get dinner tonight. I had to go to a drive-through to get dinner, and it was the first time I'd been out all day, and I was out in the sun, and I just thought, what a glorious day. And with the exception of where I was going, I had nowhere to go. And if I got there, there was probably nothing to do because there was nothing open. And what's been stolen from us is time. The only thing we can't replace. We can replace money. We'll get, you know, everything's going to come back. We're going to lose some good people due to dismay and everything they went through up to this point. Because what have we been hearing? We've been hearing this could be 18 months or 2 years or never again. That's what we've been hearing from people that didn't even know. Based upon a model that didn't take enough research into consideration for them to even make a guesstimate. We just, our strategy was to hide from coronavirus. And that's no way for a free nation to go. It is definitely not the way to go when we have the kind of medical community we have here. But very irritating. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com, the home of the binary trigger, the BT line. I think it is. I need to look that up. Anyway, Monica Showalter, she wrote about Fabiola Santiago. You probably haven't heard of her. Fabiola Santiago, excuse me. From the Miami Herald, she's the one that gloated that Trump supporters and other Republicans were going to die if they went to the beach following Governor DeSantis' order to reopen Florida's beaches. Her views are becoming normative on the left. Leftists are very hostile to Trump, and by extension, his supporters, and so terrified of death that they actively wish death on anyone who opposes endless lockdowns. Here are some representative examples of the extraordinary animus that leftists are aiming at people who oppose the endless unconstitutional lockdown and the economic chaos that's coming with it. The first poster wishes death on people opposing the lockdown. The second calls them hypocrites. And the third says they're selfish. You know, they got their little memes up. There's no doubt that Democrats seem comfortable with the idea of a shutdown, even if they're going a little stir-crazy. In addition to believing wholeheartedly in big government, they are overwhelmingly urban, so they're at greatest risk for the virus. They're unmarried, which means they're less likely to have dependents. They're young, so they still have earning years ahead of them. They're non-religious, so they have no philosophy that makes death less frightening. And either ultra-wealthy, Jeff Bezos will survive the shutdown economically, are very poor, which means that many either were not working or were already getting government aid before the shutdown. And there's the biggie of Trump derangement syndrome. They hate Trump so much that significant numbers would rather see their fellow Americans die than see Trump get reelected. I've seen people talk about going and coughing on Trump supporters, which I really would like to know how somebody's going to be able to differentiate a Trump supporter from, say, a Biden supporter. How's that going to work? Now, I got to tell you, there's going to be some people that are going to take umbrage at being attacked with a cough. There is a way to stop a cough in mid-cough. Unfortunately for you leftists that might be deciding to cough on people, if you cough on someone that knows how to stop it, the way you stop it is to fracture your windpipe. That's a very painful thing. And then you got to worry about dying from something else. The view for conservatives is quite different. And it's not because we're selfish mouth breathers who want to see Fuddruckers open back up. We distrust big government. We live in areas that are less affected by the virus. We have fewer earning years ahead of us. We have dependents. We believe in an afterlife and are entirely dependent on our wages or small businesses. And all of this means while we were initially willing to shut down to flatten the curve, which was actually to take the pressure off of the medical system, which never materialized, we also believe that life is a balancing act and that on balance, shutting down the world is a very bad idea. Larry Correa, I've read some of his stuff before. He's based out of Utah, and he wrote a little blog in the wake of Sandy Hook about guns that went sort of viral. And he's wrote another one that's on the verge of going viral again with a Facebook post about the consequences of endless shutdown that it has for ordinary people. So he wrote this. So my wife just posted this. So here's the thing. I have cancer. At least my doctor believes I have cancer, but we can't know for sure until a lump is removed from my breast and we get the test results back. That can't happen for as long as this lockdown continues because the governor has decided that in spite of what I or my doctor thinks, I don't need that surgery right now. I'm not alone in my situation. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people who are blocked from access to the care that we need. Please, please stop behaving as if the only reason people want this to end is so that we can go hang out with our friends and get our hair done. Most of us are worried about our health, our jobs, and our families who depend on us being able to do what we need to do every day. No one is forcing anyone to break your self-quarantine. We just want freedom to do what we need to do before our lives are destroyed. Then back to Mr. Correa himself. He said, yeah, this is why I've been so damned angry every time some smug blank shares a meme about how people just want to get back to work for filthy money and don't care about killing grandma. Blank that tired class warfare nonsense. Now, I just want my wife to get the surgery she needs before something that should be treatable kills her. But she's not allowed to. Governor's orders, even though our hospital sits mostly empty, and the surgeon would love to do it. Because, you know, all those diseases that normally kill people suddenly stopped because you're worried about this new one. And I know we're not alone. I've said much about this for weeks now, but Bridget decided to talk about it today. So, yeah, let's get this nonsense over with. The problem, this divide between us, is going to amplify. Because now they're afraid that if they move about and if they get around somebody that doesn't have on a mask and gloves going up to their elbows and isn't slathered in hand sanitizer, that you're going to kill them. Be aware of that. Then we come, let's close with this here. This massive influx of new gun owners. I've sort of enjoyed this because more gun owners mean it's likely going to be harder to pass new gun control law. Especially as many of these new owners likely found out how much complete nonsense is spread by the anti-gunners who would have you think you can get a gun on every street corner. But we also need to understand why those people bought guns for the very first time. We've heard from some, but, you know, is that universal? We're actually going to use science here. Or is it really just people who fall into the statistical noise? And then we get this. Aaron Eaton learned how to shoot in the Army back in 2006, but holstered a pistol for the last time when he left in 2009 and took a job as a technician for a sewer company. It all changed on March 26th when the father of four walked out of an Alabama gun store with a Beretta 92FS, the same gun he was handed as a military policeman at the height of the Iraq War. He said, simply put, I wanted peace of mind when it comes to the safety of my family. His pistol was one of 2.3 million firearms to fly off the shelves in March, single busiest month for gun sales ever. The Washington Free Beacon spoke to half a dozen new gun owners who purchased a total of 6 handguns and 2 shotguns. All of the new gun owners provided proof of purchase, though some asked not to have their last names published because of potential career backlash. Like Scott from California. To me, it's all about protecting my family, and if a gun makes that easier, so be it. Many of the new gun owners cited concerns about personal protection as states began emptying jail cells and police departments announced they would no longer enforce certain laws. Like Jake Wilhelm, a Virginia-based environmental consultant and a lacrosse coach, purchased a SIG P226 after seeing Italy enact a nationwide lockdown on March the 9th. He said, my fiancé and I came to the conclusion in early March that if a nation like Italy was going into full lockdown, we in the U.S. were likely on the same path. Given that, knowing that police resources would be stretched to the max, I decided to purchase a handgun. So in other words, these people, they recognized the potential for violence in the middle of something like a pandemic and sought to take steps to protect their families. And we're not seeing the surge in violence many of us feared, but we're still looking at an economic crisis and possible food shortages coming down the road. There's still time for things to go sideways. And if not, so what? Because nothing happening is the best scenario. We can all agree on that. That may well be because there's so many new gun owners. Criminals would likely have tried to seize on the opportunities. They've decided to not muck around with a few million new gun owners, which is pretty smart. I don't blame them. Who can? So, we're coming up on the second hour when we get back. We're going to be talking to Paloma Capanna, the attorney at law who settled down in Beaufort, North Carolina, who got to partake in martial law light, as I call it. That coming next hour, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.